So if you will, again, turn to the breath, tune in. I'm going to use the assistance of some technology here, but it will keep a rhythm for us. And at first, we'll just tune in, breathing inward, looking inward. One may not have just a great, experience at this point, but trust that something's happening. Don't let the mind get in the way. Don't let the feelings get in the way. Don't let the body get in the way. If you feel you've lost your pace or you can't follow the instructions, don't even worry about that. Just return to the breath. Return to the breath. And I'll be giving instructions that we'll breathe in through the left nostril, hold, then we'll breathe out through the right, and you can use your fingers to hold your nostrils. And then we'll breathe reversely in through the right, we'll hold, and out through the left. And I'll give you the instructions so you can just follow them as best you can, but please don't feel the necessity to get caught up in that either. So right now we're just breathing in and out through both nostrils, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, hold, and out, in, and hold, and out. So the rhythm of the breath will be breathing in for the count of four and holding for the count of eight. And then again, out for the count of four, then in for the count of four, holding. This is a rhythmic musical notation, you might even say, but part of it is also, think about it, we're drawing in light and life. We're holding. It's like it becomes a powerhouse where the light can become brighter in the hold. And then we release. It infuses our being and we cast that light deeper within our core. Through those levels of the coconut. The hard shell. The white flesh, the milk, and the space. And we let that space become filled with light. Think about it. That coconut in its shell, it enshrouds that beautiful, luminous flesh, the clear milk, and that space. And it isn't until the light can go in that we are witness to all that is within. That way also the breath, riding the currents of the breath and the rays of light into our being, finding that is what illuminates the path, illuminates our way. Nothing that I say or anybody says can really do that. The path is shown to us by all the great teachers, but we must do the work. We must do that work. We must take up those teachings and do it. Breathe out. In left. Hold. Out right. In right. Hold. Out left. In left. Hold. Out right. In right. Hold. Out left. In left. Hold. Out right. In right. Hold. Out left. In left. Hold. Out right. In right. Hold. Out left. In both. Hold. Out both. 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 Now just allow yourself to fall into a relaxed breathing pattern. You may notice the impulse to follow the music and continue with the breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Casting the light and the glance inward. Use this spaciousness to offer a prayer. And in line with the teachings today, remembering that when one is filled with oneself, one cannot be filled with God. I mean, ultimately we are, of course, but this becomes a shroud, a shade, something that dampens or darkens that illuminated presence that is ever within. We lose sight of it, one might say. Not that that's ever gone away, that inherent nature is there. That presence is always there, abiding. But what lens are we looking through? So whatever your prayer is, whatever your pressing need or desire is now, it's all energy. And it's all just the myriad of presentations that come from the one source, that come for our lessons now. And tomorrow it may be different, or next week, or next month. But whatever that is, if we have a challenge that we know we'll be facing in the next few weeks, greater clarity, balance, stability, certainty. If we need some kind of healing within our own body, within a relationship, within a circumstance, within our mind, within our feelings, we can ask for it. If we need abundance, a feeling of security with the home, finances, it's okay. The ever-present one already knows, but do we know? If we can help give it some form, it can then again work its way out from that center and be concretized. My mother and I were talking with a physician, someone that deals with some of the worst, an oncologist. And his response was, if one thinks something enough, one feels something enough, it becomes manifest in the physical world, in the physical body. We want to be very clear about what those messages are. Are they wholesome? Are they helpful? Have faith that all things are possible in prayer. All things are possible with God. Well, our time is drawing to a close, and I've only gotten through half of the material I've prepared, which never happens. But it's good, because we know what we're returning to next month. And my lesson's already planned for next month also. Let us pray that, or recite the prayer together, Khatun. It's the evening prayer that Hazrat Anai Khan gave us. O Thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear Thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us Thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us Thy great goodness. Teach us Thy loving forgiveness. Raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of Thy divine Spirit, and unite us all in Thy perfect being. So I've stopped the recording, but we're still broadcasting. Are there any questions or comments? And it looks like we have some chats here. I'll try to see if there's something here I need to address. Excuse me.
Doesn't the spiritual way want to solve everything instantly the minute they can?
Sorry, say it again.
The spiritual, the higher the spirit, it's instant resolve. Quicker.
And I think it comes down through those planes of that etheric realm, the spiritual realm, the appetites, the passions, the burning desire, into the emotions, into the body, and into the world. And so,
what is your boutique of bodies?
Well, I appreciate you saying that. We're going to ask that people pick up an announcement, and we'll be sending these out also. It'll be the week after Thanksgiving. We do ask for people to consider being generous towards the cause. This is to help Tibetan refugees. You all know that, Jamsa Sokpa Foundation. And so come. It's going to be a little bit different. We're having it here in our home here. We probably will only have a few items out, not so much. It can get a bit much when we have so many things available. So a little bit more so your eye can rest, and it's more like a house party and open house for the holidays.
Well, that's too bad. We want to have you have it all out.
Well, we can make that available to you at some point, too. Yeah. And but there'll be a variety of things that'll be available.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed, yeah, at all. So it'll be fun to have everyone come, and it's going to be for several hours, and so people can come and go easily. I'm going to look back here again to see if there's anything. Okay. Yes, please.
When you say clarity and practices, the teachings talked about clarity and having clarity, does that mean purity? Does it mean that? Purity or clarity? Is that the same?
I think I'm interested to know, may I ask you a question? What do you think purity is?
I think purity is what your soul is.
Okay.
I think clarity is having clearness about your life and what your purpose is.
I think that's a very, you probably answered your own question.
Right.
So it's having the clarity to be able to get to that essence, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, they make that beautiful analogy of, you know, like if you put into clear water some dirt and you shake it up, it's just, you can't see through that water anymore. But if you let that jar sit still, sooner or later, all of that sediment comes to the bottom and settles again, and then the water's clear. So sometimes it's also stillness that can help us get clear. That's why retreats are often very helpful. Silent retreats help that slow down. Times of silence, quietude can. But clarity is like, as if, you know, if there's a shade on a lamp and that shade becomes dirty and dusty, the light isn't clear. It doesn't mean the light isn't present still, but we maybe can't see it. And so I think the practices, Kasap may be in one of those, helps to clear that shade. Polish that lamp so that the light becomes more prevalent.
K-A-S-S-A-B or C-A-S-S-A-B?
K-A-S-S-A-B. And by doing that, then that, as Murshid said, illuminates our path. It's like the light becoming brighter, that we can see our way clearer.
Hasso's quote, I think he said, the meaning of our life is to find our gift, and the purpose of our life is to give it away.
I think that's beautiful. Yeah. Everyone's welcome there. Thank you. I hope the recording's also clear. There'll be an audio version, so, and I'm mic directly for that. Thank you, everyone that attended offline. I think we'll sign off now if there's nothing else. Love to everyone.